Stephen Curtis Chapman leading us to the Ludio Man. Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Love, Take Me Over, WWIB. How's that for a send-off to surgery tomorrow?
Man, that is a great line. Great mantra. Love, Take Me Over.
Yeah, love, first, last, and in between. The the first fruit and the highest gift. So
right, yep.
Ludio, word you created, love, up, down, in, out. How's it coming with the Webster folk getting that in the dictionary?
So far, they haven't. I'm thinking Oxford is going to pick it up first, but we'll have to see. So
Stephen Colbert got truthiness in. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, it's always interesting to read the words that are added to the dictionary every year. Just kind of showing the shift in culture and so forth.
Well, we sometimes deal with this. By the way, how was your Father's Day?
Uneventful. Being not eating a meal, we didn't go out, and it was too hot to hike. So I mowed lawn and did some cleaning. How about
you? I mowed a little bit of grass. Some of the front yard I do less often, and so did some of that. And then, we had kind of a family lunch, so four of the five kids there. So that's
nice.
A pretty good number to be able to achieve. And off to my in-laws with my wife to see her dad, and so that was good. Kind of surprised him. So.
Awesome.
So, yeah, you've been on the liquid diet for more than a week, and you're surviving.
I'm surviving. I'm even more than surviving. I would say I'm thriving. It's been really good so far. I think there was a little bit of loss yesterday with, we can't go out for Father's Day.
Yeah.
Once I got beyond that, it was really good.
What a difference a year makes, because I thought it was last year you did the ice cream comparison tour.
Yes, the ice cream tour. That was a great thing that we were able to do that.
You stopped at three different ice cream shops and did your surveys and everything.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, I want to talk about the relationship with food. This is a question I dropped on you at breakfast at Randy's on Saturday, which is because taking a break, I just really, more than just for us because we're hungry, I think there's this emotional relationship with food, don't you think?
Yeah, 100%. People have maybe heard the term emotional eaters, but I think that's true for a lot of us. And I think it starts from very early in life. You know, if we were raised in a food culture, we not only have this physical need for food, but we also have an emotional or psychological connection with eating. I was sharing with somebody recently that when I was growing up, every Sunday morning we would gather around my grandmother's table after church and drink coffee and eat cookies and bars. And, you know, so that has a great positive memory for me. And so if people were to ask me what are my favorite things, it's cookies and bars. You know, and I think we all have that. We eat when we're stressed, when we're happy, when we're angry, all of those things.
Yeah. You know, for 9 years, I had Karen Hurd on the radio, and she was known as the Bean Queen, but also no sugar. She even wrote a kid's book about the evils of sugar. And so she's a state representative now, and wish her well. Saw her at the UW-Eau Claire News Conference for the Health and Sciences Building the other day. But here's the thing. I mean, it's just that you realize that, and especially as you get older. And for me, it's been, you know, a year and a half ago, like the high blood pressure and stuff. And yeah, like, I like my mocha. I like coffee, but the first one, I've wanted that Swiss Miss hot chocolate. But guess what? That's just too much sugar. So I needed to just kind of back away. And then here's the other thing. Even with keto, my wife's way better at following the thing. But it's just the idea of, I don't know, I just take offense like you can't have any bread. I'm like, I like bread.
Yeah.
And it's been just so hard to pry it from my hands.
Yeah. Right. You know, and it's like Jesus did not refer to himself as the spinach of life, right? I mean, it was the bread of life, you know? So clearly there's something about bread.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right.
For sure.
Well, you mentioned thrive. You're thriving, so that is going to be our song to follow, not a song about bread or the group Bread. That would be good. David Gates and Bread.
Yeah.
I'll have to try to see to slip one in there. But
haven't heard that for a long time.
I know. Well, here's the thing. We've got five verses, Acts 3, 12 through 16, and you have a lot to say about it in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved.
All right.
I think what we're going to do is you read the verses, we'll get your thoughts, and then when you're not here tomorrow and who knows how far into the future, because you got surgery, you're going, is it arthroscopic or how does that work?
Laparoscopic.
So
they poke a couple holes in me, put some cameras in, and do it through cameras and much less invasive, better recovery time. That sort
Isn't
of thing.
Modern so medicine amazing?
It's stunning what they're able to do now. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, and you're going to be in the hands of one of the best for sure. But all right, give us Acts 3, 12 through 16.
Yeah, it says, Peter saw his opportunity and addressed the crowd. People of Israel, he said, what is so surprising about this, and why stare at us as though we had made this man walk by our own power and or godliness? For it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all our ancestors, who has brought glory to his servant Jesus by doing this. This is the same Jesus whom you handed over and rejected before Pilate, despite Pilate's decision to release him. You rejected this holy, righteous one and instead demanded the release of a murderer. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of this fact. Through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed, and you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes.
I know there's a healing that takes place there, but the thing that the line that really punches me is, you killed the author of life. That is just powerful.
100%. That's exactly what I was going to say. That has stood out to me, I think, every time I've read that passage, You killed the author of life.
Yeah, I know. Wow, that is stunning.
Such a juxtaposition.
We will miss you tomorrow and however long you take off, but I will come and visit you. So
that sounds awesome.
All right, love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
There we go, our good friend, Jason Kanz. All right, talking to Drew Fralick, stand-up comic and pastor in the great state of Michigan, where we just, you know, I'm kind of apologizing because I usually tell you, Drew, I'm going to call you at 1:45, but we had a commercial break, we had an emergency alert system, a weekly required test, and then also our June Dairy Month cow, when that baby moos, everybody rushes to their phone, and caller 5 at 723-2555 gets a value basket and a concrete mixer from Culver's. And I was asking you, do you have Culver's in Michigan?
Yeah, we do, yeah. I love Culver's.
Yeah.
It's very popular. I didn't realize it was Dairy Month already. You know, I always look forward to it, but
wow,
it comes up quick.
It's June 17th. We're well within
I'm joking. I don't know. I didn't know it was Dairy Month. I'm joking. I'm teasing you. You guys are the dairy people. You know, we just have apples and other stuff. So,
yeah.
But happy birthday, Mark.
Well, happy. You turned the big 4-0. Tell me. Plus, you performed on your birthday with your 90-minute commentary. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so the show went great. You know, it was the third showing I've done, and people have been encouraging me to like tour it around to different churches and stuff. So maybe I'll have an update on that at some point. But 40 years old. We did charcuterie. You know, that's the cool thing now with the kids nowadays. You know, the cheese and crackers.
Yeah,
prosciutto.
Right. So,
yeah, what is a 60th birthday party like? What can you...
You know what? Here's what I did. I didn't make it to Detroit, but a friend and I made it to Milwaukee. I got to see my mom and, you know, and stepdad, and we had a great time. And then the Brewers game. So the Brewers beat Toronto 5-4. So there you go.
Are the Brewers good this year?
Yeah, they
are. They're good, right?
42-29. They're on top of the National League Central.
What does that feel like to have a good professional sports team?
Oh, come on. I mean, the Lions, there's a lot of buzz about the Lions.
I know, it's been a while, but all the other ones are so bad. You know, we joke that we don't even have an NBA team here. We have a G League team in Detroit.
All right, listen. Monty Williams is a really good guy. He's a brother in the Lord. You should get to know him.
Okay.
He's your head coach.
Okay.
So,
okay, I'll tell him I'm on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Yeah. No,
maybe
that'd be good. Yeah.
I hope he does well. You know, it's been really dire times for the Pistons. Like in a way that I haven't seen in decades. So
you're turning the attention away from you. How does it feel to be 40 now?
Oh, am I trying to avoid? Is that a form of avoidance?
I think it was. Yeah.
It feels good. It's kind of a relief, you know. Uh-huh. If I'm being honest, it was. Yeah. It kind of loomed large in my mind, like, oh, 40, here we go. But then, you know, the day after, I felt okay. This is good. You know, it feels good.
Yeah.
It's relaxing. I can now settle into a new decade.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Monday morning, a Make Us Laugh Monday. We've got a backlog of some June Dairy Month related jokes. I think I saw from PCD John and Cliff. And what was a busy last hour here on the program. And now our weekend recap. Havo and Caleb back together again, I think, this week together.
That's the plan.
All right, good to have you back. Thanks to Sam for filling in last week, Monday and Wednesday and Friday. Recapping for me, a date night with my wife, and going to try to make that a regular habit because I think we kind of got out of that, and it's a real good reminder in terms of a marriage help. So I went out for a fish fry Friday night, then For Elena's birthday in particular, the family convened. We went to the Mall of America, and they had the Cirque du Soleil. I've never seen this before. I mean, wow. The things these people do is amazing. And yeah. So acrobatically, I mean, it was really quite a performance they put on. And then for Father's Day, a nice lunch. 4 of our 5 kids were there. But then it was just a great celebration time to be together. So it was a good weekend.
Well, I'll go back to Friday because that's kind of when my weekend started, so to speak, as I was off that day, too, and running games for the final day of VBS. And just VBS is supposed to be a ministry, right, to children and their families. But I think it ministers to those who work in it so much more sometimes because we get to come together to serve. And it's an exhausting week. I was only there for 3 out of the 5 days. And it's, wow, it's tiring. But just to see so many people from church banding together to help and serving together is really something that brings about fellowship, I think. So it was an impactful week, and I'm very grateful to have taken part in it. And Friday, I kind of felt like my games on Wednesday just fell a little bit short. Well, thankfully, the weather was better than that on Friday. And yeah. Anyway, so I felt like my games for VBS on Wednesday just weren't quite up to snuff. And so we were planning to do some water balloon fun on Friday. But I thought, as I was out mowing on Wednesday night, I saw a little baseball slip and slide of Cooper's. And I thought, maybe we should go slip and slide on Friday, like big. So I went and bought some painter's plastic. And we didn't have a water source, so we brought buckets of water over and soaped the thing up with tear-free baby wash. And actually, we used it to talk about, again, kind of the slippery slope of sin and how we get separated further and further from God. We can't climb to him on our own, too. But Jesus bridges that gap, right? He bridges that gap that is uncrossable by us, between us and God, how we've separated ourselves in sin and how sin, again, we just tend to slip further and further away from God on our own. But Jesus is the one that restores that relationship with us and our Creator. So hopefully there was a little teaching element in there as well, too. But yes, I tried it out multiple times myself and had a great time. So that was Friday. Saturday was just kind of a recovery day. And then Father's Day yesterday, enjoyed some time with family. So nice. Good weekend.
Very good. The Whip Wake Up Show. We got time for a few jokes, 3 jokes a piece here on a Monday. And I'll start it off here this morning on WWIB. The best technique to sell burglar alarms? Yeah, it's stop by when nobody's home and leave a brochure on the kitchen table.
Well, just kind of a life observation here, Halvo. You and I both had birthdays recently and getting closer to 40. You hit the 60-degree mark. You know what? I'm not saying I'm old. I'm just saying my supper time and bedtime are getting dangerously close to one another.
Okay. Hey, Caleb, why do some people refuse to eat fresh grapes?
I'm not sure.
I mean, they have their raisins.
All right, now this one, I know it's a Monday morning, so think a little bit math.
Okay.
I asked my German friend if he knew the square root of 81. He said no. 9? 9. There we go.
Okay,
you got to know your foreign language.
Got to know your German. Sprechen die Deutsch. Finally, my last one's a little longer. It was Christmas time, and a kindergarten teacher was receiving gifts from her pupils. The florist's son handed her a box. I bet I know what it is, the teacher said. Flowers. That's right, said the boy. Next, the daughter of the candy store owner handed her a box. Is it assorted chocolates? Yes. The next gift was from the son of the liquor store owner. The package was leaking, so the teacher touched a drop of the liquid with her finger and tasted it. Is it wine, she asked. No, the boy replied excitedly. The teacher tried another drop. Is it champagne? The boy, grinning, shook his head. The teacher took one more taste before declaring, I give up. What is it? It's a puppy.
Oh, man. And my final on Make Us Laugh Monday here. King Arthur's court had too many knights. They called it a surplus. All right. There we go. Do what you can as well. 715-396-1670.
Well, Caleb, we're a couple of days away from something that is kind of a new venture for us, and it's going to be the first of four this summer.
Yeah, it's our Summer Smile Series presented by Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC. And so we are going to be off-site this summer at four different locations each time with some freebies, a chance to get some great food, support local businesses, support area nonprofits, and some big-time prizes you can sign up to win as well.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite sayings is, the early bird gets the cheesecake. Or something like that.
I haven't heard you say that before, but you know what? I think I'm going to write it down or get it cross-stitched on a throw pillow.
Yeah. Tell me why that ties into this event.
So this Wednesday, our first Summer Smiles event is at Joseph's Cheesecake on Park Avenue in Chippewa Falls. And the first 50 people to join us will get a free cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's. And if you've seen, I think he's over 450 different flavors.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That he has. I mean, incredible. So cheesecake and cupcake form. But these aren't small. These are piled quite high. And yeah, you can have it yourself or split it with others as well. But the first 50 people get a free cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's.
Well, again, it is like none other. I mean, it is so delicious. You're going to absolutely love it. If you've had it before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And what else is going to be going on?
Well, also, of course, you can grab other things at Joseph's, purchase, support a local business as well. I mean, he has cannolis. He has tons of donuts, incredible cookies, usually some full-size cheesecakes, bread, sticky rolls. So, again, support a great local business and make sure you're coming by for a treat. But also, we're giving you the chance to sign up for an ultimate stay-and-play package from Metropolis Resort Chaos Water Park in Action City. That's for a family of five, Halvo. It's for two nights, ultimate stay-and-play. You get all your passes. You get your room at Metropolis Resort. This is worth over $800.
Huh.
So maybe your family was like, man, I don't know if we're going to be able to go for a vacation this year. Well, here we go. You've got a chance to win a vacation that your family will absolutely love from Metropolis in Action City and Chaos Water Park.
I remember our family having such a classy place, and there's just so much to do with Action City. And
you need those full 2 days.
Right, you do. It really is so fun, and every family would love to win that.
Yes, and also we've got a prize for the duration of these four events, which are going to be finishing up in the third week of July. And so we're going to give you 2 OneFest tickets if you win this ultimate summer grand prize. But also, Halvo, we have the very last pair of meet and greets for the Saturday night headliner, Toby Mac. They're all sold out, but we have reserved the last pair. Again, thank you, Heather, and perks of being the hometown station of OneFest, I guess. So we've got the very last pair, and you can sign up at each of our four Summer Smiles events. Each time, you can sign up to win these. So the more you come to, the more chances you have to meet Toby. So if you want to be a hero dad or mom and say, oh, man, my kids really want to meet Toby and I missed out on purchasing those, well, here's your chance.
You had me a cheesecake, but all these great drawings and then free will donations for a great cause.
Yes, and so again, thank you to our presenting sponsor, Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC, a $500 matching challenge. And again, in these 2 hours, we're hoping we can at least double that $500 to provide at least $1,000 for Wisconsin Foster Closet. Again, we had them in just the other day talking about what they do to provide at no charge items for families in foster care, kinship care as well, and giving these precious children belongings of their own, which can be pretty rare. So, I mean, everything from Christmas presents to back-to-school supplies to clothing and personal care items that they just might not have, some of the very basics.
If you want to live the gospel, here's a chance to do it. Show up for this event, sign up for the drawings, but here's the thing. Give financially to, let's certainly exceed the generous $500 from our terrific sponsor, Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC.
Again, it is this Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. And if I could ask a favor, it's out there, a Facebook event as well, too. If you'd be willing to respond to that on social media as well, just, again, Facebook algorithms, if you don't pay for things to be promoted, they don't always get seen. So you know what? If you'd be willing to jump onto our WWIB Radio Facebook page, we've got it all over the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. And again, you can share that event. You can click interested or going to that event. It just helps more people see it. So in the world we live in, it's great to be able to let the community know about this as well, too, because we want this to be a ministry and not just a Christian event for Christian radio listeners. We want the community to come and to see, hear, and feel the love of Jesus.
I thought for a favor you wanted a bite of my cheesecake. Okay, people have been hearing about our We've Got Your Back campaign in past years and again this year, but something unique that unfolds this week, our one-day challenge for the We've Got Your Back.
Yes, we wanted to add to it this year again, those 100 care packages that we need your notes and kids' pictures from to add that personal touch. We're still doing that for our active duty Wisconsin service members, but we want to do something to help our veterans as well. There are so many wonderful veterans organizations, but there are a couple we wanted to highlight this year that are actually captained and led by WWIB family, by WIB listeners, Vets Fighting for Vets. That's Tony Faulkner. We're going to have him in here on the WIB Wake Up Show this Friday. And also Rick Yoder, you might know his wife Dana Yoder of Edina Realty. They have a wonderful ministry and nonprofit called Liberty Sales. And so there's are two we want to highlight this Friday and asking you to jump on board with us to help make that $1,000 from our sponsors that will be split evenly between those two organizations to make that as big as possible. We're doing just this just for one day, Halvo, and we'd love to see the generosity, just an outpouring of it for our vets.
And I think we have a little audio.
We do indeed. So again, this is Tony Faulkner, who founded Vets Fighting for Vets, and talking just a little bit about his passion for serving our veterans.
I have always said that if we help one person, it's a success. One person to reach out and network with another veteran to not end their life or take their life, it is a success. No matter what, if it's to help a family, why their husband or wife is deployed or father or mother is deployed to help that family with Christmas, to ease that burden, or to make that veteran that came from a era before me, help him with Thanksgiving. Because there is veterans that may live alone in northern Wisconsin or western Wisconsin that just don't have family in the area. I think that's what it's about. So to help serve them.
Great stuff. I mean, I couldn't agree more with Tony. I appreciate that sentiment. And we heard a great comment from Rick Yoder earlier. So
we did. And we've got one more from Rick here as well, too. So again, Vets Fighting for Vets, our first organization, and Liberty Sales, our second. And Liberty Sales focusing a lot on veterans with disabilities, a lot of them sustained in combat, and bringing them out sailing. So close to the majesty of God's creation out there on the Great Lakes. And Rick is talking here about the fact that, you know what, we aren't explicitly a Christian nonprofit, and yet we have this opportunity. We have this opportunity to minister Jesus Christ to our vets. Take a listen.
So when they're on our vessels, they don't know it, but we're praying for them. You know, we're believing God that God's going to intervene in their lives and make a difference where no other man can, you know. And so not only are they on our vessel to experience the peace and the joys there, but they don't realize it, but man, we're praying for them, you know, and we're hoping that by the end of that day, the opportunity will arise that if they don't know Jesus Christ, they will have that opportunity by the time they get off that vessel. And that's the driving passion behind Liberty Sails, is that we want to provide them an opportunity not only to experience the peace and the joy and the love and all of these abilities, but we want to have them the ability to experience a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's what it's about. That's why we do what we do here. That's why they would do what they do. Again, serving tangible needs, again, physical, mental, emotional, but also spiritual as well, too, because as Rick says, none of it matters if they don't know Jesus. And that's what we want to be about here at WWIB, and that's why we're asking you to step up and help Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales serve others. So that one-day challenge this Friday. More information right at the top of the page at WWIB.com.